You're listening to SBS News.
The scientists dosed the animals with a cuddle hormone, oxytocin, and found they drank less. But it had no effect on the habits of rats without drinking issues. One of the study's authors, Dr. Leandro Vendruscolo, says people with drinking problems have a deregulated stress system, while oxytocin has an anti-stress effect.
The animals are hypersensitive to stress, and this motivates them to drink more alcohol. And the same is true in the human condition. People drink alcohol to relieve stress. So using oxytocin, we were able to decrease alcohol drinking that was specific in the dependent animals. The behavior of the animals that are not dependent, so they are probably drinking alcohol for the pleasure of drinking alcohol, had no effect.
Dr. Vendruscolo says the effect is specific to addicted rats. The scientists have found oxytocin blocked a chemical in the brain called GABA. Every year, over 3 million people die from alcohol-related problems. That's 5.9% of all deaths worldwide. Many other people suffer from bad health because they drink too much. The scientists say a broken oxytocin system may be the reason why some people develop drinking issues, making it a promising target for future treatments. A link between oxytocin and its positive effect on drinking habits was established as early as the 1980s. But a co-author of the study, Australian Dr. Brendan Tonstall, says this study takes a novel approach.
Here we use the model of alcohol dependence. So the factors that motivate drinking and alcohol dependence are very different from those that motivate drinking for the rewarding aspect of alcohol. A lot of previous studies used just either acute exposure to alcohol, so experiment or injected, or drinking in rats that were not dependent on alcohol, which better models the human condition. So in our rats, we show that they drink a lot more than non-dependent rats.
Dr. Tunstall says scientists can now test whether the same link exists in humans with drinking problems. A follow-up study could involve human brain imaging to see if the same regions are involved. Dr. Vendruscolo is hopeful it will provide further clues. Dr. Michael Bowen, a senior lecturer at the Brain and Mind Centre at the University of Sydney, says the study is promising.
This is a really nice study, and the results are really exciting and certainly very encouraging. Firstly, it is very consistent with what's been shown previously, but what I think is particularly exciting about this study is that it shows that oxytocin, the so-called social neuropeptide, is also having really strong effects on alcohol consumption in alcohol-dependent rats.
Targeting the oxytocin system may lead to new treatments. It could lead to the development of an oxytocin-based nasal spray that could help problem drinkers overcome their addiction.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.